It isn't what we say or think that defines us, but what we do. Jane Austen. This is the What We Do by Kira Kazantsev podcast. Hey everyone, we are back. Welcome to the What We Do podcast. I'm so excited to be back with everybody. Since we spoke last, I've had quite the summer. I was on the road for about 2 months straight. I went from my home in the San Francisco Bay Area to Chicago to New York to work the US Open, which is a really special experience and something that I'm very, very grateful. I learned so much, not only in the world of golf, but in media and production and all sorts of lessons learned. So that was a lot of fun. From there, I went directly to Russia, where I got to see my grandparents and attend a crazy wedding and play some golf, which was interesting, and go to a World Cup game, bought tickets for a game in the wrong city and had to figure that out. I had to go on an adventure to find the right game in the right city, but definitely plenty of lessons learned and fun was had. I touristed all around Moscow and St. Petersburg, and we did a million things. Then I came back to the U.S. for about 4 days to host Miss New York in Buffalo because you got to support the Miss New York crew. And then I was off to Israel directly from Buffalo for my birthright trip with my best friend, which was also quite the crazy story. And then I came home for a week and I was off again for my birthday and then work in Orlando and then a New York trip in the Hamptons and moved my brother into college in Colorado and so much more that I'm probably forgetting. And now I'm home again for like 5 minutes and it's time to get back to podcasting and talking about what we do. So I wanted to just take my first episode back to kind of just center myself around getting back in the swing of things, getting back into podcasting, and just telling you guys about where I'm at in life right now, some lessons learned over the summer, some stories. I feel like I have to just touch on some of the Miss America drama going on because I've been getting a ton of questions about that. So just listen to the end of the podcast. I'll just do a quick little rant on that. But I've been getting so many questions, so many messages asking about where the podcast is. And if any of you guys have ideas, concerns, compliments, always happy to for compliments. Anything you want to say, you can DM me on Instagram, send me an email, info@whatwedo.live. There are lots of ways to contact me. So please do that. And I look forward to chatting with you soon. But I'm just so thankful to everybody's continued support of what we do and for caring about episodes coming out and all the content and stuff that we have planned for it. So look forward to all of the new things with what we do. And I'm excited about the future of it. So for today, I guess I'll just start by giving some takeaways from my summer of travel. I'm certainly used to a lot of travel, but this is more than I've done in a while. And it was one of those trips where it's like you have one suitcase and you're packed for several different stops and cities and events, and you just have to make it work. I've had a lot of practice doing this type of stuff, but I think there's something really valuable about pushing yourself and maybe going a little beyond your threshold for travel and exhaustion because it just exposes you to so many more opportunities and experiences. Had I said no to anything over the summer, having actually gotten to do it and travel and see these places and experience these things and knowing what I would have missed out on, both personally and professionally, I'm just so glad that I said yes. I've always had this belief of saying yes and showing up to as much as possible. And I definitely pushed that this summer and I'm glad I did because where I am in life right now is completely different than where I was in May. And I'm very thankful for that. I've also been trying to be better at taking care of myself on the road and eating healthier while traveling and exercising more, even though I hate hotel gyms. So doing more floor workouts and just getting more creative. And I get really bored with workouts very quickly. So I constantly am trying to find the new thing, the new app, the new teacher, the new exercise that's going to get it all done for me in one sitting. And because I'm constantly doing that, I'm finding that I'm mixing up my workout. So that's been kind of my new thing lately of trying to keep myself accountable, drinking more water, less wine, which we're still struggling with that one, and packing light in terms of luggage and also stress and bad emotions. I really like that metaphor of, you know, I'm trying to pack light through life, both with actual luggage and any of the extra stress or negative emotions that tend to come with us to places. So I'm just trying to let those things go, let those things sit in baggage claim forever, because I don't need them. For those of you that are not familiar with any of the trips that I've taken this summer, you don't follow me on Instagram, one of the most meaningful things that I did this summer was going to Israel on my Birthright trip. And that is an opportunity to travel to Israel that's funded by donors to have members of the Jewish diaspora visit their homeland. The Jewish part of me comes from my dad's side of the family and his mother and his mother's father, so my great-grandfather. But we'd never really talked about this family history at all until about 3 years ago. I did this event for an organization called the Jewish National Fund. I hosted a golf tournament for them in Los Angeles. And a friend of mine saw me host a different golf event in LA and came up to me afterwards and said, "Hey, I'm on the board of this organization. We'd love to have you come out and host." And that's kind of how the majority of my gigs happen, is somebody sees me doing my thing, they come up to me afterwards, and lo and behold, the next thing gets booked. So fast forward, I get to that event, and they ask me that in my remarks, I share anything, any connection that I have to Israel. And I thought that was interesting. I didn't really have any connections to Israel. I'm Russian Orthodox and baptized Russian Orthodox and was raised Russian Orthodox. My mother is Russian Orthodox and my dad doesn't really practice any sort of religion. So it was just kind of natural thing for me to grow up as. But I called my dad because my grandmother wears a Star of David and I never really quite understood why. We never really talked about it. And it turns out that that side of the family has a very, very rich history in World War II and the Holocaust and surviving being a Jew in Soviet Russia and pogroms and genocide and just a lot of heavy stuff. And my great-grandfather fought against anti-Semitism in the Communist Party his whole life and ended up dying of a heart attack, most likely induced by that stress. So I told that story at the JNF golf tournament. And afterwards, a woman from the Jewish National Fund came up to me and said, "You know that you qualify for Birthright, don't you?" And I'd always heard about Birthright because a lot of the people I went to college with are Jewish and were going on Birthright or talking about their Birthright experiences. And my best friend is Jewish. So the two of us decided to, you know what, let's do it. And we went through all the paperwork and the application process and we went on this trip. It was an incredible opportunity to get to experience that side of the cultural fabric that I'm a part of that I'd never gotten to see before. And it also turns out that I have a great aunt Paulina, that lives in Israel. So after the group part of the trip was over, I got in a cab and I went to see my 98-year-old aunt for the very first time. She's my great-grandfather's sister. We also have the same birthday. She is definitely quite the kindred spirit, whip smart, incredible memory, hilarious, dry sense of humor, basically all the things that I want to be when I grow up. And we spent about 24 hours talking about family history and stories of my great-grandfather and what he survived in World War II, and then later as a Jew in communist Russia and the terrifying times that they lived in and how she got out of Russia and went to Israel and a lot of really heartbreaking stuff. And she would sometimes pause in the middle of telling a story and say, "It would take a lifetime to explain all of this to you, but I will try." And I kept encouraging her to try. Please try, even though she's 98 and so small and fragile and old. And she did. She did try. And she said so many amazing things that made me come back from that trip definitely a more whole person, with life really put into perspective once again, and to focus on what really matters and how lucky we all are and how many of us have won the being born lottery of where we are in life and the opportunities that are ahead of us. So it's given me much refreshed motivation to really go after the things I want in life, because not doing that would just be a giant waste of all the things that my family's history and the people in my family history have been through to provide this opportunity for the future. So that brings me to life today. I have days when I think I'm doing so well and things are coming together and everything's awesome. And then other days when it's just hard. and it's hard to get things done. And I really want to crawl into bed and not do anything. But I found that if you just do something, you don't have to do everything on your list. If you just do something, cross one thing off. If you can't muster the energy for the hour-long workout, just do the 20 minutes. Just do something to move the needle in a positive direction that is better than nothing. So I am continuing to do just that. Not everything always goes perfect. Not everything is set in stone. Not everything is guaranteed. But I'm doing my personal best, and that's all I can ask for. And I think that's the same with all of you, with all of your big dreams. So since I've been on the road, I've had a lot of time to think about what I want out of this brand and the type of content I want to feature on What We Do social channels. And I have a lot more coming on that soon, so stay tuned. I'm excited to continue developing What We Do and several other projects I have going on, so you will just have to stay tuned. I have really exciting interviews coming up for the next week, so make sure you guys are paying attention to those and listening and subscribing and maybe even leaving me some nice comments on Apple Podcasts. That would be great. And I'm rolling out some new content on the What We Do Instagram account. So go in and check on that. Maybe it's that little extra motivation that you needed that day, extra inspiration to get you through the week is what I would like to do for all of you guys. So I'm going to work really hard to make that happen. So that's pretty much the update on my life outside of What We Do. I'm still working real hard with CMN Hospitals and creating a lot of really fun content and hopefully doing more and more within the CMN Hospitals space and all the exciting things that they are working on. And it's really cool to be a part of that. And my constant travel, my gigs, my things going on. So, you know, I'm keeping myself busy. And I joke that I've got like 17 side hustles and you put them together and I've got 4 full-time jobs. And that's okay. I say this a lot, but I certainly function best in a small state of chaos at all times, and I'm okay with that. So all good on my end. However, there is an elephant in the room. It's been a sad time for me with everything that's going on with Miss America. I look back on some of my best memories, my most wonderful experiences, the hardest experiences that made me who I am today. And the thought of that not being an opportunity for a large group of young women is really disheartening for me. You don't have to be Miss America to benefit positively from the Miss America organization. I'm sure there are thousands of local and state title holders that will say that. The things that you gain from it are invaluable from the very beginning. And if that ever goes away, I think that would be really, really sad. And I don't care if you are in the mind of mainstream media and you think Miss America is stupid and should go away, or you just don't understand it. That's your opinion, that you're entitled to your opinion. But it is one of the best things that has ever happened to me. And it's given me so much. And for that to possibly not be here one day because of an inability to come together is terrifying. And the Miss America sisterhood itself has been torn apart over the last few months. And it really, really affects me because I feel like I gained strength from that sisterhood. I gained, you know, it's community. It's people that understand you. You know, we're the only people that understand each other because we're the only ones that have been through it. So to have any of that ripped apart, it's really sad. So I'm frankly just tired, physically tired from talking about it. The hours that I have spent on the phone with different people trying to get the story, trying to get insights and correct information and facts. I'm pretty much done talking about it publicly, at least for now. This would be the last thing that I want to say. But I don't want to be all woe is me because there are 51 competing women that have their lives in the hands of those in leadership. And I can't imagine how they feel. They're probably scared. They're probably uncertain. But what I have to tell them is that the show will go on. There will be a telecast. You have our support. So get up there and do what you've been training to do. And all of this stuff that's been happening is excellent training for what you go through as Miss America. Not that you should ever have to deal with this type of stuff, but it teaches you to roll with the punches, to make informed decisions, to be your best self, to use your voice, to go after what it is that you want. And that's Miss America. So if this time in your lives, this preparation between winning your state and getting to Miss America has taught you anything, hold on to those lessons. And whoever becomes Miss America, use it for good. Use those powers for good to make yourself a better person and a better Miss America. But people that could use a lot of that right now are those that have been using rhetoric that has been flying around, the nastiness, the misinformation. It really just makes us look stupid, for a lack of a better word. So anybody out there that is perpetuating rumors, that's spreading misinformation, I would say shame on you. Please stop. Let's be positive for the 51 young women that are competing for Miss America and come together. Because the time is now to come together. I don't care if you are calling for resignations. I don't care if you're calling for things to change. That's it. We can't talk about that stuff right now. We need to focus in on what matters, and it's these 51 women and giving them the opportunity of a lifetime. I posted a statement on my personal Instagram. If any of you would like to take a look at that, it has more details, but basically, this is where I'm at right now. And I still stand by all those words that I said, and I just don't have the energy to repeat it here. But, you know, if current leadership wants to curry any favor with their stakeholders, it's time to be transparent. It's time to be vocal about what our future looks like. It's time to share, to be upfront, to take stock of people's voices and understand the customer here. And if they don't, I don't know what our future will look like. I have always been as supportive of MAO as I can be in its future. And I rarely get involved in any of these fights. But this time, it seems like every voice matters. And I can't even put mine into words. I guess I just say, please do not lose hope or faith in Miss America. And be a part of its success, not its failure. And that's all I want to say on the subject for now. But just please support the women competing more than ever and let them feel your love as they enter into this crazy, once-in-a-lifetime, amazing experience during such an interesting time. So I'm wishing the best of luck to all the contestants. I can't wait to see who my new Miss America sister will be. You are already loved. I've actually gotten to spend some time with the contestants this year because of CMN Hospitals. And I know that whoever it is an incredible woman, because this is an incredible group of women. And they will have an amazing representative come from this group of women. So, sorry for the rant. If you're not interested in Miss America, then you can just fast forward through that part. But I'm excited to see what will happen next in my life. And I just have to say that a big part of that is because of what Miss America has given me. So thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks for supporting what we do. I will be back next week with an interview. And in the meantime, again, if anybody wants to get in touch, please do. I'm so thankful to all of you for your support, for your listenership, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. Tune in every Wednesday for the latest episode of the What We Do by Kira Kazantsev podcast. Follow at Kira Kazantsev and at What We Do Podcast on Instagram for the latest podcast updates, or go to whatwedo.live or whatwedopodcast.com for our blog, bonus content, and info. Questions? Email us at info@whatwedo.live. See you next week. What We Do by Kira Kazantsev is mixed and mastered by Resonate Recordings. Interested in starting your own podcast? As a What We Do listener, you can go to resonaterecordings.com to get your first episode produced for free. Just let them know we sent you. If you have a podcast or are considering starting one, I can't recommend them enough. They are amazing audio engineers that understand podcasting like no one else. Go to resonaterecordings.com to get your first episode produced for free today.